he's calling me, so I'm locked in. Like,
so,
no.
Stop!
Don't drop the mic. Leave the mic. I'm telling your mom.
I understand.
I'm telling your mom.
Hey.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. I'm Jose.
I'm Marlon.
He's Marlon, and I'm Fernanda.
Well, you look at that. Yeah. Anyways, have you ever gotten in trouble for doing something that you believed was right?
No, I couldn't figure a story, so you tell yours first.
You have one?
Yeah, you go first. I go first.
Goodness. All right, when I was little, we're talking about 7-year-old Jose. You know, he was a real gangster.
A little pebble.
I'm guessing on the age. I was little. But it was back in
probably
Honduras.
Like first grade?
Yeah, around there.
Mm-hmm. No.
Second. Mm. No.
Oh, my.
This is third. This is before we...
He was little.
I was in third grade. Anyways.
It's crazy.
We're playing a soccer game. Little kids. We felt like the ref robbed us the win. Our game. And we blamed him. And we got back to class all mad and everything. We decided to bring out a little piece of paper, you know?
Like the VBS kids. When we played soccer, they were just like that. They're like, nah.
Yes, them refs are... Anyways. We're like, you know, somebody paid them. You know, this rigged. So we decided to make a little paper, a little flyer and everything. I didn't help in anything except when I saw the way that they drew that thumbs down. We are in third grade, so remember, little kids. I was like, what is this? I'm like, nah. So I fixed it. We were passing it during class. That was pretty dumb, not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. The teacher saw it, took it. I lost my wrists for like 2 days. I wasn't able to go outside and play. I just had to sit inside.
It's crazy. You got two red cards.
It was, yeah.
But you thought that was okay to do?
It was a blue card and a red card.
Mm.
Your question was, have you ever gotten in trouble for doing what you believed was right? And you believe
I was right.
It was right for you to write a piece of paper. Árbitro vendido, dinero mal gastado, and a thumbs down.
I believe that the ref was paid to throw the game for the other team.
So you believed it was your freedom of expression.
I believe I was right. That's all I gotta say. Why are you trying to switch stuff? I'm telling you what was right and was obviously right.
He's still standing by us. So he was right.
I was right.
He's still standing
try
by
to say something else.
I won't.
I wish you would.
I won't because I can't even think of a story right now. I felt like I was called on the spot.
Oh, got me all riled up for nothing.
It's crazy.
Goodness. Molly, you got something?
No, I mean, the only thing I guess I could think of would be like skipping class.
And you thought I was right?
Oh, no, I'm telling your mom.
Wait.
Hey,
I muted myself.
Okay, I see. You want to talk, Jose?
I was checking if he muted me or something.
All right.
Senior skip day.
He wasn't talking about that. He wasn't. Look at him. You see how he reacted?
Shame. All right, continue for senior skip day.
Okay, senior skip day. Everyone did it because it was just, you didn't have...
If everybody jumped off a cliff, would you?
Apparently there, yes, I would have. But this is what happened, okay? Listen, Linda. This is what happened. Everyone... It was okay for you to skip, not go to school for an amount of absences. So everyone would agree, like, okay, this day, no seniors are going to go. But that day that I went, I had to turn in a project, and it can only be turned in person. Mm. So I went, but then, a teacher helped me. It's senior skip day. Why did you come?
Teachers were chill like that.
Yeah, they were. I'm not naming them, but they.
Nah, name drop right now.
So, because even an adult helped me and just was like, you go.
It's crazy. That's crazy work.
Exactly. So there you go. That's my story, and I'm not gonna say anything about it anymore.
I missed my AP exam.
And you thought that was good?
No.
That's right.
I just thought I wanted to say it, and I got to retake it, even though I was way late. I was like,
I remember.
It's bad. It's crazy work. Crazy work.
It's okay. We're not. Nobody is perfect. Okay, Jose. Is that what you're trying to say?
Anyways.
Oh wait, Jose thinks he is.
I think.
He is not.
I am not.
Sorry.
All right, Matthew 10, verse 16 says, "Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." Mm. First of all, bars. He was cooking. But also, you're being sent out to do something, and they're telling you, hey, you're going to get got. Like,
You're not safe out there. Uh-uh. Just letting you know, you're not. You're going, but you're not safe.
You're going to get pulled up on. No. People are not going to like you. They're going to be like, hey, get out of here.
We like, don't hey, want you here.
Blasphemy. And a bunch of stuff. Like, so much just can happen. And what's crazy to me is they believe it's right. They know it's right. They know it's Jesus. You know, they know it's the truth. They know it's just what God wants. They know everything.
Yeah.
So it's different from our examples at the front. Like, now we know that it's probably not the right thing. It wasn't.
Yeah.
I will stand by my answer.
No, it wasn't.
For the rest of my life.
But these, they had, like, this was the truth.
100% the truth.
This was the truth. So.
The truth.
They knew.
This was the truth.
They knew that what they're doing was the right thing.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, everybody else did not know. You know why?
They were blind.
Spiritually blind.
Yeah. Drop that mic.
No. Leave that thing there, bro.
Stop it with that mic.
Whoa. I'm going to drop it one day.
No, don't. No.
But yeah, they're being out to like seek the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which is the people that know about God, because they didn't know about Jesus at that point, because he hasn't like done everything
he hadn't
did.
Said,
but
oh,
they were like they
fully
knew
on like
yeah about yeah. The Isaiah, what's his name, what do they call
prophecies.
The prophets and stuff, they would give like the prophecies that God would tell them, and they would share it with the people of, you know, so they knew all that. But now here comes this dude saying, oh, yeah, I'm the son of God, and this. Yeah. I'm like, no. We got thousands of years, probably.
Before he gets
here. Like, who do you think you are? Yeah. So if somebody comes with something like that, they're going to be like, no, right? Get out of here, man. Yeah. It's like, ah, how dare you speak lies?
Yeah.
How dare you? Get out. So, yeah, they're going to be persecuted 100%. Yeah. Not maybe, not... Perhaps not.
They're going to get a rock thrown at them.
Hey, man. Calm down with the rocks, man. Right. Goodness.
I mean, they did. Some of them got it.
Yeah. But the thing is, why would they do it even though they know they're going to be persecuted?
Because they're locked in. They're locked in. They're
literally. Locked in. They knew the worth of what they were sharing. They knew that even though people would not believe, there would be a group that would.
Yeah.
They were like, it's worth that risk.
The diamond in the coal.
Literally. Literally.
No.
Yeah. What was that?
And too, like, they were...
Just keep going.
They knew who they had been with. I think we talked last episode about Jesus giving them authority to do what he was doing, to drive out demons, to heal people. And imagine they're sitting there, like we said, like, maybe your reaction would be like, me? But maybe they probably like, okay, you know, he's calling me. So I'm locked in. Like, I'm doing this. We're going to go heal people. We're going to go preach. And we may be persecuted. But the same one who gave us this power will be the same one that's going to be with us and is going to take care of us.
And he has our back.
He has our back.
Literally. Sure. That is so true. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not forget about the last episode where we said that power, like Madelon said. So it's like they were seeing the impossible. Mm-hmm. And even though... It was like, okay, I'm going to be persecuted.
Like, if God's with me, who can be against me?
Yeah.
Bars.
Yes. The thing is, let's not be oblivious. They obviously also, I bet they had moments of doubt.
100%.
Like, yeah. Oh, I'm about to, wait, I could get killed? Like, Jesus would tell them repeatedly, like, you could lose your life. Mm-hmm. I have to. Who wants to hear, like, you will die? I mean, I know where I'm going, so I'm fine. But, like, the fear of leaving this earth and leaving my family and all, like, it's still there. Mm-hmm. Imagine listening to that and it's like, okay, go do this, but you're going to suffer.
Yeah.
They still went. They still obeyed. That's the craziness. The level of
faith that they got to be like, whatever happens. Like,
they ain't going to kill me. And then they probably did.
But the level of faith they got, it's like, this guy that came up out of nowhere, I believe him, everything that he says, I know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do it no matter what happens. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's real today. We don't know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. There's people that still don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died. But our mission is to share it as much as we can, and that's what we're trying to do in this podcast.
Yeah.
We are giving you the opportunity to confess your sins and to say, I believe in Jesus. That's what we're called to do, to share those good news.
Yeah.
Even if we're persecuted, even if we're made fun of.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, I might misspell like a word, but that's fine. Let's keep on going.
Stutter.
A little stutter ain't hurt nobody.
Exactly.
We're not living for the approval of men.
No.
Whoa, there you go.
Yeah. Like, whose approval are we looking for?
Mm-hmm. God. That's the only one. Okay.
A wall right here, Marlon. Everybody.
But thank you so much, Jose, for encouraging us to literally go out there. Literally, and even though we might find obstacles on the way, we know who's the one that's giving us that power and that authority.
Yep.
Literally, like, God gives us the authority. He has our back. So even if it's hard, we know that we belong to him and that he will take care of the rest.
There's always a way.
Literally.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're going to start singing up in here someday, man. I don't know what.
No, put copyrights. Well, where can they find us, Jose?
Capital ADAW podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Wow.
Hey, if they want to learn a little bit more about everything about Jesus and everything, they can find it in lifeword.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this little website, Marlon. Pretty cool. Follow.
Website?
.lifeword.
.lifeword.org. And if they want it in Spanish, just add a little slash Spanish.
Yeah, and what can you do there? You basically learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus, and you learn how Jesus can transform your life.
And you can share it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It literally, there is one of the lessons. It's like, how can you share the gospel? Or like, how can you share what Jesus has done in your life? You literally can learn everything there. Well, the surface level, because you can always go deeper.
You know something?
What?
My hoodie today, it said, Jesus loves you.
Uh-huh.
I got so many compliments. It's like,
And he sure does, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Jesus loves us.
Thank you for being here with us today. I hope y'all were able to endure whatever this was today.
Yes.
But, thank y'all. And see y'all next Friday at 10 a.m. Be there or be square.
Stop!
Don't jump the mic! Leave the mic!
Bye!